the president is in Davos, Switzerland today. Is it Davos? Davos, whatever. In Switzerland today for the World Economic Forum. He'll be speaking here shortly. If we get some of that during the program, we'll try to share it with you here. By the way, it's the World Economic Forum, so CEOs and business leaders from around the globe gather to talk about what's going to happen with the economy in 2020. Not in the top 10 of concerns for these folks, not even in the top 10, climate change. Climate change doesn't make the top 10 for the CEOs in Davos, Switzerland, in case you wanted to know. We'll get to that a little bit later. All right, so on to the gun rally in Richmond, Virginia. On to the gun rally, and I participated in a gun rally here in Lansing, Michigan yesterday as well. Hundreds turned out, safest place you could be. Everybody was armed. Nobody, you know, gets too mouthy there. You know, nobody's going to create a problem, and that's the point. In Richmond, there were all these dire warnings of violence. In fact, we've got a montage here put together by Curtis Houck on Twitter, and Curtis put together this montage of all of these talking heads talking about the violence and the threats and the problems that were going to descend on Richmond, and it was going to be white nationalists, and it was going to be, you know, skinheads, and it was going to be all of these Ku Klux Klan members. It was going to be awful. Bite number four, put together by Curtis Houck. Bite four from the media prior to the rally. Go.
Right now, thousands of gun rights activists, white nationalists, militia groups, all swarming the Virginia state capitol.
There are a lot of people nervous about what's going to happen.
Authorities in Richmond are on high alert.
It could be a tense day.
Such polarization. What may happen in Virginia?
Several hate groups, supposedly some white nationalists.
White nationalists.
White nationalists.
White nationalists.
White nationalist groups.
White supremacists.
White supremacists.
White supremacists. White extremists.
This entire rally stands in opposition to the meaning of this day.
Virginia on the edge. How concerned are you that there might be some people in this crowd that may want to get violent?
There's certainly a lot of concern here.
Raising fears of a dangerous confrontation.
It could be violence. And there is real concern there about what the intention is behind this.
You get the picture. All right, enough. The point is, not one arrest, not one violent incident, of course, not one Confederate flag, not one white nationalist to be found anywhere. It was all lies. As you can imagine, it was all lies trying to make the Second Amendment. If you own a gun now, you might as well have a Ku Klux Klan hat on. I mean, apparently, if you're a gun owner, you're a Klansman. That's the new narrative from the media. By the way, CNN had to come back, among others, and admit there was nothing going on. Bite number five from CNN. Enjoy this. Bite five. Go.
Look, those threats which caused the governor to call for a state of emergency have simply not emerged. The police very clear in saying that they have not had a single arrest during this rally. And we've been standing here all morning since the very beginning. There are thousands, if not tens of thousands of people here. I want to give you a view. We are standing right outside of the area where you go in to the Capitol there. And what you'll see are just throngs of people lining not just this street, but all the streets around the Capitol. There are folks that are there to lobby their legislatures because this is actually lobby day, where they are trying to tell them how upset they are with some of the gun restrictive laws that they are looking to pass. There are several that folks are upset with, and people here want their voices heard.
Yeah, they want their voices heard. That's the way we operate this system. Weird, isn't it, that not one bit of violence, not one arrest, not anything. And to top it all off, brace yourselves. To top it all off, despite all of that, there were actually black Americans there defending gun rights. Black Americans that actually believe in the Second Amendment say it isn't so, Steve. How is that possible? It's all a bunch of white nationalists and racists and bigots. They're the ones that own guns. Really? Let's go to bite number six. Let's start with that. Bite six. Go.
But they mad because it wasn't no civil unrest. Now they gonna be mad because it wasn't no fight. Now they gonna be mad because didn't nobody get locked up. They gonna be mad because all the officers is at peace. They gonna be mad because ain't nobody out here fighting. They mad, but guess what? United we stand.
United we stand. That's exactly right. United we stand. Let's go to bite number eight. Jump ahead, bite number eight, because there was a great sampling of diversity throughout this crowd. Bite eight, I think, sums it up quite nicely. Bite eight, go.
Every news piece you've seen on this weekend, they've always brought up the issue of race as though it's nothing but white rednecks and hillbillies out here who care for the Second Amendment, when actually Black Americans, Asian Americans, Hispanic Americans, Americans in general care about the Second Amendment. I work at a gun store part-time, and I can't tell you the number of customers I see of all races, all colors, all creeds, who care about the Second Amendment and who just want to peaceably live their lives, enjoy their rights, and the Second Amendment. So that's why I'm out here. And mainstream media be damned. If you take a good look at me, you can see I'm a Black American. And all I'm out here for is to enjoy my Second Amendment rights.
I'm a Black American. I'm out here to enjoy my Second Amendment rights. Say it isn't so, Steve. You mean all Americans get to enjoy the Constitution? How does that work? Pretty well most days. By the way, a lot of folks were out with me yesterday, and I appreciate the support of the people that believe in the Constitution. I believe it's a civil right. Gun rights are a civil right. Same as the right to free speech and the freedom to assemble like they did there in Richmond. It's all part of our Constitution. Our God-given, inalienable rights is what all of that is. And violence? No, there's no violence. People that own guns understand the awesome responsibility that owning a gun really is. They're law and order people. They're people that, you know, follow the rules and do the right thing and can pass background checks to get concealed carry permits. That's who gun owners are. Could the rest of the general public get a permit to carry a gun? The anti-gun people, you'd have to ask yourself, pretty questionable. At any rate, Richmond turned out terrific, to say the least. 25 after on a Tuesday. It's trial day, but not until 1 o'clock. Quick break. We'll be back on the Steve Gruber Show.